What's up and hello to everybody. Thank you all for joining. And before you hang up, just want you all to know you are in the right place. So welcome to G-Spot with Nico Ray. And my name is Key Ray, just bringing us in tonight. And tonight is going to be a very interesting subject, so please stay tuned. We'll be discussing moms, sex, and partying. And did I say sex? All right, so keep tuning in because we got a lot of things to discuss. We're going to be discussing things like single moms having one-night stands. When is the appropriate time for moms to, you know, have adult time and do naughty things? How soon should a mom let their kids meet their male friends or their new lovers? But we are joined by Nico Ray, and we do also have a special guest I'll be speaking with us tonight as well by the name of Sister Girl London. So, Nico, you want to speak with the listener, let them know you're on?
Well, hi there, Key Roy. This is Nico Ray, everyone. Welcome to all my bedroom playmates. Oh, my gosh, Key Roy, I love that introduction. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Very, very nice. And Sister Girl London will be calling in very, very shortly so that we will be bringing her on. And I love everything that you said, and I just cannot wait for us to get into this topic tonight, delve in a little deep with it, and just talk about it. Of course, and I rarely give my opinion, but my opinion is these women, you know, our mothers and the mothers out there in the world, they were people and human before they became mothers. So they deserve to still have a life. So we just want to talk about how do we balance having a sexy life and but still being a great and amazing mom. And the reason why Sister Girl London is very important for this show is the play that you was talking about, stop bringing your good booty call to the breakfast table, is all about a single mom who, of course, enjoys sex. And I guess she's bringing her booty calls home sometimes. And these kids have to see this. So Sister Girl is going to get deeper into that with us. And in addition, I will be vending at this play this weekend. It's on March the 8th on Sunday. She has two times, a 2 and a 7 p.m. time. So you all can come out there and see me, all the sexy moms out there. I will be selling my little boy shorts that I just started, and I will post some in the Facebook invite so you all can see what they look like and go ahead and put in your pre-order. And let me see if she's on. Give me one quick second because I do not have her number memorized. I think it's 2834. So I'm going to bring her on. Once we bring her on, we're going to do a song after that, and then we will let her have the floor. And also, we're bringing in Joy, too. So let me bring in Joy first, and then I'm going to bring in the girl. Joy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, maybe she doesn't. Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show, darling. So I was just letting everyone know that we are bringing Sister Girl on, but also let them know that you're going to be vending there too, Joy.
Yes, I am. And I actually been on since 10 o'clock, as I know it's 10:03, but I forgot to hit one. But yes, I will be vending also on Sunday. My company name is Shoes in the City. I will have at the show accessories. And in the near future, also shoes to go along with those. So if y'all come to the play, of course, check out my table. I'm going to have some real nice, trendy accessories. Also, you can find me on Facebook as well, Shoes in the City, and it's Shoes and the letter N and City. So Shoes in the City.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll definitely post your Facebook page in the invite tonight. So let's bring on Sister Girl London. Hello, lady. Are you there?
Hi. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I am amazing.
Well, we'd love to hear that. Make sure you speak to Joy and Key Roy.
I heard, hey, you, Joy.
Hi.
I cannot wait to see you on Sunday.
I cannot wait to be there.
Oh, great. I'm glad. I am so glad. I'm so, so looking forward to it. And I'm definitely, of course, looking forward to meeting you too, Mika.
Well, of course. The one and only.
Well, the one and only Mika?
The one and only Mika Ray, yes.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. It is my honor. Is there, like, feedback or is there, like, a delay?
It probably is a little bit. I don't
know. Okay.
I can't tell, though.
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear a delay.
You can't? Yeah, I thought so. But you can hear me well?
I can hear you well. So
okay.
Tell us more about the play and what it's about.
Can I shout out my vendors, where to find a complete list of them and their links?
Sure.
Okay, okay. It's www.sistagirl, which is SISTAGIRLLONDON.com. And if you press the tab that says vendor links, you will see all my vendors and all their information on how to find them before the play, during the play, and after the play.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you for letting us know. I will be posting that in the invite so everyone can go to the link.
Okay, good.
So tell us what the play is all about and how you feel it relates to our topic tonight.
Okay. The name of the play is called Stop Bringing Your Good Booty Calls to the Family Breakfast Table. And it is based on a chapter that is in my upcoming book that, you know, you'll find info about on the website. But it basically is about Miss Lady Robinson, who is a thirsty single mother. And it's okay to, you know, to meet guys and, you know, date guys, you know, outside the home. But I don't want to tell everything, but Miss Lady, she brings the guy into the home. And the thing that says she has a crazy weekend, and the thing that sets it off, it's always what people don't realize is that it's always the smallest thing that'll set a series of events off. And in this instance, Miss Lady's daughter, whose name is Little Lady, finds a guy, a stranger, at the table eating her cereal. And that's how it all starts. So I say every single mother, you know, make sure he brings his own cereal. Don't touch your kid's cereal. Don't touch your freeze pops. Don't touch their chocolate chip cookies. Because if you do, you'll set it off right from the beginning.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That is so funny because I've heard many stories where the man or whoever the lover is in the home and eating all the food from the kids.
What? Right.
So that's funny that you said that.
Right. That'll start it off, and the thing about it is that the mom is like, you know, she's just so excited to have this, you know, a guy around the house because, you know, Mika, we wanting to be coupled up, that is a very, very powerful
emotion.
Very. And, you know, the need to spoon, that'll get you in some serious situations.
What is your book about?
Well, the topic of the book is how to beat that bee, you know, how to beat that female dog at his own game. And the subtitle is The Hustler, Cheater, Abuser's Playbook because one thing about us as women, you know, I was thinking about this morning. We will meet a guy, and it's like, oh, my gosh, like he has – I love his shoes. I love the way that he dresses, and he holds the car door open for me. You know, he doesn't sit out in the driveway and honks the horn. So we fall in love with the small things. You know, everybody has a book on how to get a date, how to do this, how to do that. Like, I don't care about that. What I care about is you can't fall in love too quickly because you're going to miss some things. Yeah, he has great shoes. However, does he get mad at you, takes your keys and your cell phone, and refuse to let you out the house? See, by the time all those little behaviors show up, we've already fallen in love with the bouquet of roses and the shoe shopping.
Right, right, right. So when you – oh, go ahead, Joy.
Oh, yeah, Joy sells shoes. Joy sells
shoes. Oh, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. I thought you were getting ready to say something. I do definitely agree that sometimes, you know, women, I guess I'm just going to talk, since we talk about single moms from a single mom, if we talk about single moms, that sometimes that loneliness plays a big part in who they're bringing around their kids and when they're bringing them around their kids and the type of man that they're falling for, because they want that you know, they want the attention, they need it. It's not to say that it's something wrong with that, but you have to be careful of who you bring around your kids, that type of energy. Because you never know what they're going to do.
Well, yeah, this is true. But sometimes, too, you know, as single moms or whatever, it's a delicate balance. And that is discussed in depth, you know, in my book, because it's like when you bring a guy into the home and stuff, you're messing. It's a lot of things that you're messing up. You're messing up the balance, a homey feeling. It's like the dude is like always there, and your kids start to miss that time when it was, you know, you and them, you know, together. And they start looking at him like, dang, can you go home and play your own PlayStation like you always up in my video games, you know? And you're so busy trying to please him, you start to neglect things like checking the kids' homework or you know, did you sign the permission slip for the field trip? Because you're so busy trying to please him.
Well, definitely, and that's exactly what I was saying. You have to be careful of the energy that you're bringing into your home. Because it changes the dynamics and what the kids are used to and how they're used to doing things. And now they have to adjust. And then when they start acting out, the moms are mad at them. And it's like, well, they don't know what to do now. You've changed their homeostasis, you know?
Yes.
Can I ask a question real quick? So say, for instance, if you do meet a guy, he meets most of the qualities you're looking for. How long would it take you to allow him to meet the kids? Well, what do you think would be a good time frame for him to meet the kids?
You probably have to ask Mika, but I'm like, Olga, it should really take, some people, let's see, I can admit I'm not really, really sure about that, because some people say that, you know, he should meet the kids like immediately to see whether or not, you know, there's going to be a vibe there. Because you don't want to be meeting everybody. You know, you don't want your kids to be meeting, you know, everybody. It's like this week you're with Alan. You know, next month you're with Daquan. It's like, what is going on here? I don't know. Like, what do you think, Mika? Like, I don't know. When I got divorced, my kids, they always played football and cross country and all that. So, you know, a couple of the guys that I dated were their coaches. So they already, you know, knew them.
But that's, I think that if you're, I'm going to address both of those. I feel like when you're in a new relationship, you're still getting to know that person yourself. To say that, oh, okay, now it's time to have them meet the kids, I think you need to make sure you're fully you are fully aware who this person is inside out as much as possible. So I say 6 months to a year before you go and introduce that child.
That's a long time, because I can tell you this. You do have some, as you mentioned, single women who are put in predicaments where they really can't get out because of their kids, you know. So sometimes the best way to get the, well, not the best way, sometimes one of the ways of getting to know somebody is for them to come over or something like that, because they're not able to get out as much. I mean, you can talk over the phone, but there's only so much chemistry you can build over the phone. You know, so what would you say?
In that case, I feel like the mother should have a friend that can babysit those children for a while, or that can, you know, or hire a babysitter. I don't think that just because she has kids and she can't get out, that should be an excuse to bring a man over. Mm-hmm. Or even
a new lover,
period. You say what now?
Well, I was just saying that, I mean, that was just one of the scenarios, because you do have some women, I mean, you say hire a baby, get a babysitter and hire, but some women just not able to do those type of things. Maybe they don't have the money or know enough people for it, or trust enough people to watch their kids. So it's like different predicaments that you have to weigh out also when it comes to that.
You're saying trusting somebody to watch their kids, but they're going to trust a stranger to be in their house with their children?
The thing is, if they have, say, for instance, they can have, the kids can be there, they can be in a room and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, if they want them to meet them, you know, just to, so they can see who's there, you know what I'm saying? I don't see nothing wrong with that neither, you know. It really depends on how old the kids are, too. But I think it's different.
Well, yeah, if they're babies.
I'm sorry?
And, sister girl, I mean, Ledger, you said something about you were dating some of your kids' coaches. I think even though they know them as a coach, they don't know them in the capacity of, you know, it's not, now the dynamics have changed. Like, now you're dating my mama.
Well, fortunately, my kids, I would say the youngest probably, she was about 8, and then my boys were like 10, you know, 9, 10, 11, something like that. So it wasn't, it wasn't, you know, like traumatizing. You know, they were very giggly. And when the guy would come over or we would go out, they were like, "Hey, Coach so and so." They were like, "Hey, how you doing? Fine. How's that schoolwork? Doing fine." You know, and we just take it from there. But I also wanted to say something too. What the gentleman was saying, not to give away the stage play, but that thing about it's certain guys, and they love to date single moms. Because they know that A, she's not going to be trying to get a babysitter. You know, you just come by the house, she'll cook, provide the meal, and that is like the best hustle in the world. And, girl, without a doubt. Oh, Mika, you're going to love it. And in my day, one thing I would have to be taken out because, you know, being a mom and you know, you already, you know, just wearing a house coat and, you know, just the basic stuff. It's like, no, I want to go out. I don't want you to come here and then I cook for you. No, I want to dress up, look pretty, you know, go out. And in my day, guys used to pay for your babysitter. When I went out with a guy, I never, it's a whole new guy these days. No, the guy would pay for the babysitter. And,
I think that's,
you know,
a wonderful
that's
thing.
The first I've heard.
Oh,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm just talking. Go ahead. And let me say something.
That's how I rolled. That's the type of guys that I dated. They knew they had to come to the door with something more than a fork and a hard on. You know what I'm saying? But that was That was how dudes were in my day. Now, in this day, especially being here in Atlanta, there are so many raggedy men. And when I say raggedy, that means that they know that if you require anything of them, if they have to lift a finger, and God knows if they have to lift a hammer, they are on to the next chick on Facebook. It's like delete and click. So, yeah.
Well, I love the fact that you said that they would pay for the babysitter. And you know what, Kira, take notes, because I think that makes sense. Because
I mean,
if you're going to date that woman,
half.
I've actually, the thing is, I've actually done it a couple times, you know, but, you
well,
know,
I think
the thing is,
the woman, the thing is,
it just depends, because some women don't even want you to pay for stuff like that, you know, because
I'll even offer,
but, you know, yeah, some women who are all about taking care of their own, they want to do doing this and this and that, and I'd be like, all right, you know, because I don't mind doing something like that. So,
oh, yeah.
But at least you offer.
Right.
She don't
want
you to do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And another thing, too, London, I like that you said that, you know, you want to get out the house. Like, who wants
mm-hmm.
to have to come stay home in the same
mm-hmm.
environment you've been in just about all day, taking
mm-hmm.
care of some kids in your little, you know, regular jogging pants or whatever. You
mm-hmm.
want to get out and get pretty, get dolled up, and
mm-hmm.
be around some adults and do some adult things.
Absolutely. And feel sexy and pretty and voluptuous. But if you come into the house with the kids and I'm in the living room trying to talk to you and then saying, didn't I tell you to get out of there? That doesn't feel sexy.
No, it doesn't feel sexy.
It doesn't. Don't
not
make me
all.
Have to come back there. It just, it doesn't. That's not my sexy voice. It's not my sexy voice.
Well,
but
I know growing
give
up.
You a chance to, well, I was just going to say this real quick, Joy. It doesn't give you a chance to actually take the time to get to know the guy that you're with or the female that you're with, because we have to also remember there are lesbian single moms out there, too, who
yes.
go through the exact same thing. And
yes.
they have to deal with their dates being at the house, too. So go ahead, Joy.
I was just saying, because I can only go off of, I guess, my mom back in the day, because I don't have any kids, so I don't have any experience with knowing how it feels. But I know growing up, I've never seen any of whoever my mom dated when her and my dad divorced until she got remarried to my stepdad. And it was a time where we were supposed to be asleep, but I was so grown when I was little. And she invited him, my stepdad, over way before they got married. And we were literally supposed to be asleep. But I heard somebody pull up, and I got my little butt up, and I was, like, probably in the fifth grade. And I'm looking all out the window, like, you know, who coming over? And I see, you know, a man coming over. Now, I knew better than to come out the room, you know, mama, who is this? You know, but it was still that, you know, she couldn't go out because she had these two young kids, you know, and she invited him over. But so I think sometimes you're going to have to invite the person over, because you can't, if you're dating and y'all really like each other, like, you're going to want to be around each other all the time. So it's kind of like, you say 6 months to a year, which I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay.
I just don't think that you could be bringing strangers around your children. Your children's protection should be the very first thing. If you don't know much about that child, that person that you're dating, how do you? Why would you want to bring them around your kid? And it takes at least 6 months to know somebody.
But you know what?
Well, at least 6 months.
I could tell you this, though, because you can know somebody for a long time and the bad stuff come out later. So, I mean, it can happen either way. Now, I will say this. It has to become kind of bad as if the kids get attached, you know, to these guys you're bringing, and you steadily bringing different ones, and, like, they like the other ones. So now that's when it can become a problem. That's why it takes you all's judgment on what kind of guy to bring around them, because – that can always happen as well. But I've known people who've been knowing people for a long time, you know, knowing the girls for a long time, and then they meet the kids and, you know, turn out these guys have a whole other life, you know. So it's you just got to be careful with that anyway.
Yeah, well, you do. I definitely agree.
I was gonna say, you said something about you can know somebody like a long time before the bad behavior comes out. In a way, I sort of disagree with that. I do, because people are gonna give you signs. They are going to give you signs right up front. It's just human nature, and it's like you can say, well, down the road, you know, he started telling these big lies. People tell little lies at first, you know, and you already know that this person is a liar. So when they're lying about the little stuff, they're gonna lie about the big stuff. Or that temper is gonna show itself. It may not show itself on the first date, but if y'all are together like 3 months or whatever, it's gonna be something. It could be something as simple. Yeah, I tried to call you this evening. Oh, okay. Well, where were you? Oh, you know, I just ran to the store. Well, why? Look, you're with some guy. Da 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 da. It's gonna show itself. And if you're like, oh, he just, you know, loves me or whatever, it's gonna show itself, and it's gonna get progressively worse. Period.
Right.
End of sentence.
That's so true.
Yeah, so,
and the thing is,
yeah,
that is so. Why dating is so very important. You have to date, and you have to watch stuff and stop making excuses and saying that, oh, like you said, it's not about, oh, my gosh, she just really loves me. She just really cares about me. But if she or he is using violent language towards you, like you said, blowing up your phone constantly, or doing all kind of things that you know can lead to something bigger in the end, like controlling behavior, abuse, physical abuse, verbal abuse, emotional abuse. Like, you have to watch those things and stop allowing sex and loneliness to blind you to those red flags. Period.
Absolutely. Because one thing about us single moms, we may want to, you know, it's like we may be with a guy and we're like, I don't know. However, he starts taking your son to soccer games.
And what happens?
That's very important. Having a man or a partner that's interested enough in your children to take them to soccer games, after they get over the cereal incident, they start to fall in love with, okay, he's around all the time. You know, okay, he's taking me to soccer games, to the father-daughter dance, to, you know, just different things at school, palling around, you know, but, hey, let's watch basketball together. Your kids fall in love with stuff like that. And then as moms, we don't want to disappoint our kids again.
And that's another thing to think about, because you may not like this person anymore, but your child is attached.
Yes.
Now you have to figure out how you're going to detach your child so that you can get this bum out your house.
Absolutely.
Has it happened to you before?
Yeah, it has actually. It's happened to me before, and I've seen it happen big time to other people. But yeah, it did.
And on that note, I want to say that life is life, and I don't think it's nothing that you can you can't really avoid if that happens. You know, like, we may wait 6 months to a year before we allow them to be around our child, but then, okay, we still got the next 6 months, the next year. You don't know what is going to turn, you know. So it's kind of like you really can't avoid that. You just have to be, you know, to me, open with your child as far as the relationship you have with that person. And I don't know, just talk to your child about it, you know. They're going to get close. They may not get close. I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's ever a situation where you can avoid something like that.
I just think that there
is always a balance. You can still be a very sexy mom. You can still have a very good, healthy sex life, adult life, and be an amazing mom and have a great balance between the two. It's just knowing when you don't want to have a string of men constantly coming in and out of your children, like, or a string of different women who call themselves the children's daddy stuff. It's just, you just have to be careful.
Don't get me started there.
Well, I wanted to take a quick break and play a song, and then we will come right back, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to play Confident by Justin Bieber. And anyone who's listening, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/WJBR, and press 1 if you have anything to say, and I will bring you on. So we're going to play Confident really quickly and come back.
What time is it?
Okay, so for some reason, the song is not playing.
Oh, I was so excited. Oh, now it's playing.
Don't do it to me. Don't do it to me.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no.
Don't do it to me.
Oh, no.
Doctors know. Real deep pockets like a doctor's coat. Stay fitted like Diddy hair back trying to rock the boat. Be the first mate when I rock the boat. She never forget to ride like a bicycle. She like planes, train chains with icicles. It goes her blank, blank, and rock and roll today. I know, honey, funny, that's a funny thing. Thoughts work for the good, fella. She money down with a money thing.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. She's confident. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. And I'm down with it. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no. She's confident. You tell her the way she walks in. Oh, said it that first time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think she might have lied. Feel so good down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know why I'm addicted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something like a headache got me twisted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, no, oh, no, no, oh, no, 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 no
Okay, everyone. I think I have a long delay or something going on. But I am back. This is Nika Ray. So my next topic in regards to this, since we kind of left off a little bit on influencing our children and children becoming attached, can you still be a great influence on your child if you engage in the activities that you tell them not to engage in, such as smoking weed, drinking, partying, all of that?
As a kid, you should tell them not to do that. But when you become an adult, you make your own choices what you do as a child versus an adult and a child, what we do, to me, is on two different levels.
Well, teenagers, of course, engage in a lot of different things that, you know, that we are constantly telling them not to do, but then they see us doing it. So that's the reason why I asked that question.
I don't condone, of course, the parent doing it in front of the child, by no means. Like, a parent shouldn't be doing, to me, I want to say drinking, but not excessively. Smoking, definitely no. Any type of drugs, like doing that in front of a child, no, you shouldn't be doing that, even if they are teenagers. Because, again, they're still kids and they're still careless, even though some adults are too, but this is your child. So to me, I feel like you're still supposed to be leading by example, even if you're doing it. The child shouldn't be knowing everything that you're doing anyways as an adult.
I definitely
We tell them
agree.
No sex, but we have sex.
That's true. But it just brings me back to this story I was watching on, I think it was 2020, and it was just talking about how there are many moms and dads out there that will engage in or allow their kids to have parties at their homes and bring in alcohol for them, bring in weed for them, and allow them to just be free and do whatever.
Yeah, my dad's wife, she's around my age. And so my little brother is only 18 years old. So she would say that, I would rather him smoke weed, you know, in the house or with me. And I'm looking at her like, seriously? You know, like, instead of him doing out and with his friends. Well, sometimes it backfires, like it did with my little brother and sometimes, you know, the child, the teenager say, you know, oh, no, I tried it, I don't want it. So I don't agree with that. Now he can't stop smoking weed. You know, she allowed him to try it with her. Now he just smoking. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, come on, you know. And now she's pissed off about it. Well, how can you be pissed off about it when you are the one that told him go ahead and do it in the house with me? Don't be mad now.
So. Right, because you've introduced it to them, you've allowed your child to do it, and now they enjoy it. They've created a dependency, sort of.
Exactly.
I also think, too, that first of all, there's no black and white or no like set answer that applies to like every case. But I also think that when I grew up, like, I saw my aunties and all, they would be playing spades and, you know, drinking, and, you know, because people smoke back then. They weren't smoking weed. They were smoking like regular cigarettes. And so me and my cousins, we would just look in awe, and we'd be like, oh, I'd be glad when we grow up and we can do stuff like that. Because there has to be a distinctive line between a child and an adult. Like when I go to my parents' house now, I don't curse around my parents, period. End of sentence. I do not curse around my parents. Once I leave that house, I'm a sailor because I love to curse. I'm an adult, you know. But there has to be that distinction. And, you know, my boys, you know, when they were teens, and, you know, I knew that they were going to try, you know, S-E-X, but they weren't going to do it in the house, you know, to my knowledge. And, you know, also, too, with having sex comes you can be a father, and if you're grown enough to have sex, then you're big enough to buy your own condom. You know, some people, they buy condoms for the kids or whatever. As a man, you should buy your own. Like, you got to teach your kids. You know, you want to be
and
a
I
man,
think that's
you, a, you know.
Yeah, that's a good point to make. I have a seminar for parents, teaching them how to discuss sex with their kids. I think that's another big issue. Parents are not talking to their children about sex, period, in some way. They're not. They're not telling them, you know, it's more so, well, we don't want you to do it, and that's it. But I think that because we know kids are going to go out there and explore sex, they need to know about it. They need to know about protection. They need to know about contraceptives.
Yes.
They need to know, you know, how to keep the vagina clean, how to look for STDs, what STDs exist out there. They need to know these things because,
No, I said absolutely.
Right. They have to know these things because if we don't teach them this stuff, then they put themselves in harm's way. Like, I don't think we have to go so far to say, oh, well, you can have sex in my house so I can make sure you're safe, or you can drink in my house so I can make sure you're safe. But it needs to be a discussion and allowing our kids to be, we need to be open enough so that they can feel open enough to come to us and trust us with what's going on with their bodies, what they're interested in engaging in, whether it's sex, drugs, or alcohol, or whatever. We can tell them about the dangers and help lead them away from those things.
Yeah. Miss Mika, I'm gonna have to run.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining the show.
Without a doubt, I am honored to have been on your show. And if I could just give a small plug, stop bringing your good booty calls to the family breakfast table. We have two shows Sunday, March the 8th, a 2 p.m. show, a 7 p.m. show. But we're opening the doors at 12 o'clock for shopping because we have so many amazing vendors. And all the information is at www.sistagirllondon.com. And if you have ever paid a guy's cell phone bill, back child support, or his traffic tickets, you need to be at this place.
I need to meet you.
Right.
I need to meet whatever girl is doing all that.
Right. I know, right? I know. I need to meet her, too. I'm not even into girls, but, yeah, I did. I definitely need to meet her. But it was awesome talking to you, sweetie. I'll see you. Enjoy Sunday.
Okay. All righty.
Well,
there.
Thank you very much.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love that she even added the last little bit about the mother's paying and taking care of men, grown men, when they aren't, you know, and their kids are kind of falling off to the wayside.
That's true. I know some people like that myself. Too bad. Too bad for me to take care. Huh?
Go ahead.
No, what was you gonna ask me?
Well, how do you feel about that? If a woman was trying to be, I mean, I don't think that you're that type of guy. But what do you think about men who are like that, who will, you know, let a woman do any and everything for them? Won't get a job, driving their car.
I know. I have a friend who was doing that for this guy, and I got to say, I don't really, a little bit of respect. Kind of. I don't really have a whole lot of respect for guys who do it willingly, you know, because I know somebody who's married to somebody who doesn't do anything, who choose not to work, you know. But the thing is, he's not given a reason to work because he never had to work all these years. Now the girl is struggling to pay this and pay that and take care of him, so he's so used to it though that he don't even feel like he has to change. And apparently he don't, because she's still with the man. So a lot of times it's the men, it would be the women that allow men to do that because they continuously put up with it. So you get some guys who just go for the ride. You know, I mean, it's a bad deal. I mean, as far as...
And to me, I look at them guys as not even being real men, period.
They're not. I mean, they're really not, you know, but, man, the women need to stop doing it to these dudes, man, you know, or just find somebody that compliment what they're actually doing opposed to just taking care of a guy because that's like having another child, you know. I mean, I know somebody real close who's doing the exact same thing to her husband, and I told her a long time ago, I said, listen, man, first of all, I told the dude ain't going to change because you're not really giving him a reason to change. You're not giving him a reason to step up to be a man because you're steadily doing everything for him. So he worked quick because he knows, you know, he got something to fall back on. He knows she ain't going to lose him. He knows he always got a place to stay. So it kind of just take that drive out of him and they already know he's going to be there whether they do it or not. A lot of guys just lazy enough not to do it. You know, she just unfortunate. She just met that kind of guy. But there's plenty of them out there.
I just wonder what keeps her sticking around with this type of guy.
Insecurity, thinking she can't find nobody else. You know, that's what it really boils down to. A lot of the women who deal with these guys don't think they're worthy enough of finding somebody else that could treat them a lot better.
I agree 100%. Yep.
You know, so they just keep who they have. You know, and just work with what they got, even though they ain't completely happy. And then the guys, you know, they tell them the same thing. Ain't nobody gonna want you doing this and this and this and that. But, you know, that's just something the women got to learn how to be, you know, they got to get over it, be a little bit stronger when it comes to doing that. You know,
and you're exactly right. And a lot of those men do say that thing, you know, nobody else going to want you. They're not going to want you with all those kids. I'm the only one that cares enough to be here with you and all these kids.
Right.
But it's like you're there, but you're not doing anything to help enhance my life in any kind of way. So,
and that's what I told you. If he ain't helping you, he's hindering you. I mean, you can do bad by yourself. You know, if you go be with somebody, at least let it be with somebody that can help you progress in life, you know.
Definitely.
But it's easy to tell them that they can agree with you all day long. And they'll say, yeah, you're right. I ain't gonna do this. But they go back and do it all over again, you know. Ain't nothing you can do. It's up to them at that point.
I think women don't understand the amount of power they have in their vagina. And they give me... I'm serious. They give men all this power... When this, you know, men wouldn't even exist without the woman. Like, y'all need us. So I just don't understand why women, some women, not all women, don't realize how much power they actually have, especially when they're in those situations. Because if they leave, he's not going to have anywhere to go. But if he leaves her, she's going to always have somewhere to go because she's taking care of him.
Yes. And it's been
She's in more control than she realizes in those types of situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but see the thing is he knows that she's not taking advantage of the control she has over that situation. You know, he done left the house and came right back. You know, she can kick him out and he come right back like 2 or 3 days later. You know, it's just she just don't keep her foot put down when it comes to that situation. But she's not helping him at all. You know, she's not helping him learn to be a man either. So it's just a bad situation.
Wow.
And he got a daughter to raise too. So I don't know what to say about that dude, man. Really don't. For real. I can't see being up under being, you know, depending on a woman like that. I just can't see myself being like that.
Will you feel less than a man?
Of course I would. I definitely would. I know one time I was with this, I was dating this girl, and we was in a bad situation because she wasn't working, you know, and all the bills fell on me, and I couldn't even afford all those bills. I felt less of a man then when it was all on me and she didn't have no job and I was trying to hold her down the house. So imagine the woman taking care of everything, you know. I really feel bad. So I try my best never to put myself in that predicament. You know? And she just, she would be a lot further in life if she just met somebody who was equally, you know, had the same mindset as her as far as moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But she's steadily dragging this dude along. She ain't getting nowhere.
Do you think that it is okay that, so say for instance, everything was okay, the man was doing well, the woman is doing well. Do you think it should be equal household shares? I'm just curious.
Me, like if I was in that situation, as far as equal, I always seen myself paying like the mortgage type of deal, anything like in a car note and stuff like that. Now the girl, I mean, when the word woman, I always see them probably maybe the utilities, you know, the small stuff, but I always see myself taking care of the mortgage and the car notes, you know, as far as the family is concerned, you know.
Okay.
But small stuff she can handle in a grocery bill and all that kind of stuff, you know. And that's basically how I would see it. And then, to be honest with you, I would pretty much, and I would only do this because it would just help me with my money situation. I would really have, I mean, I would let her take care of the, I mean, I would give her the money, but I would let her handle the stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just give her the money because me, I know I got my ways. I do some things I ain't supposed to be doing with it.
I think that we can also look at this in a different way, too. There are some women out there who are the actual breadwinners in their home. And to me, that's different from a man. So you have the woman is the breadwinner, but the man still works and contributes to the household. I think that's fine. I don't think that's a big deal. I think the problem comes in when the man is not contributing at all to the household.
Right.
And he's just taking. That's when it becomes a problem, especially if that woman has kids, because in those situations, a lot of the time, that woman is putting that man above those children, and they're going without just because this man will not work and is eating up our groceries and and just basically taking the resources that these kids need to have a healthy emotional life.
Right.
Because the mom is being drained emotionally from him and financially.
Yeah. And then borrowing money from other guys.
And borrowing money from other guys. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was. And the
and
man don't care.
Yeah. So, and I mean, and now I'm offended because I'm experiencing myself. I say, man, what's up with your husband? I mean, because I'm like, damn, if you got somebody, if you married to a guy, you shouldn't have to ask no other man, you know, to help you for money for gas on top of that. You got to tell y'all to do it. I'm like, come on, man. That don't make no sense. So, and then on top of that, she be having to pay the man back sometimes, like when they pay bills.
Oh,
she
got
to pay this dude back if he give her some money. Now, that's backward as hell, but that's what she chose to deal with. Y'all, so y'all women be talking y'all be talking to y'all women out here about that kind of stuff for real.
Well, we definitely need to do a show on that where we just dedicate an entire show to that type of foolishness.
I know.
And if your friend needs somebody to talk to, you know, give her my number. My prices are very reasonable. I will work with her budget because I know she may not have it, but I will work with her budget. But definitely she needs some, you know, self-esteem, and she needs to know what her worth is, that she's worth more than that. And then other people will want her.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, the sad thing about it, I know quite a few women going through the exact same thing. You know, it's just like they just dealing with anybody to deal with them. And I know it's kind of tough out here. You know, the ratio is high as hell as far as women and men. And I think a lot of them just selling for whoever get them attention, you know.
Right.
That kind of way. But,
and that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I think that what we're going to do is wrap up the show. I feel like we covered a whole lot. What do you all think?
Yeah, we did.
I think so. And I think that we also even have some other things that we could kind of expand upon and make into another show. But I felt really, really good about it. And I just do want people to know that just because you have kids does not mean that you cannot have a full, balanced life. And I know that's one of my fears, that when I have a child, that I'm not going to be able to do a lot of the things that I like to do. But it's really all about balance and being wise and not compromising your children's emotional, physical, and mental health.
Then it's important that whoever you meet understand your situation too. You know, understand that you're going to be limited. There's going to be some limitations to things you can do and time frames you can do things. And if you have somebody who can understand that, that'd be a lot easier to deal with as well.
Definitely, I agree. Well, everyone, make sure you join us on Saturdays from 11 to 1 for Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And then on Sunday evening shout with Javon from 6:30 until 8:30. And, of course, me on Monday night from 8:10 to 11 or to 11:30, depending on how our conversation goes in the evening. And, of course, you all know this is an adult show. It comes on at 10 o'clock at night. So Sister Girl was being very respectful. But sometimes we don't spell out the words, and we will use a little colorful language every now and again. So you don't want your kids listening to this show, basically. But we hope you all subscribe to WJBR on Blog Talk Radio. And I have posted links in the invite. So make sure you go to the pages and like Joy's page, visit my page, and visit Sister Girl London's page. And if you all want to meet us, come to the play on Sunday. We will be there at 12 o'clock vending our items. And I hope you all have a good night. Thank you, Keroy. Thank you, Joy, for joining me. And you all take care.
You too.
Good night.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you around.
Let me
buy you around.
Let me
buy you around.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in to get sipping Nouveau and Patron.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
If you came with your girlfriends, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend.
If you're a single lady,
let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I know you came with your girlfriends. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a
we can get to the ooh in the eye. And baby girl, we can do it all night. Up and down.
skinny mini skirt. Baby, you so pretty, you a itty bitty flirt. Tell me what you drinking, I could get you what you want. Tell me what you thinking, I got pennies for your thoughts. Baby, I ain't lying, you can get it, get it. By the end of the night, I'ma hit it, hit it. If your girl want come, then I'm with it, with it. Had you both screaming out, get it, get it.
So we can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving.